Bear Podcast 366.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both tasty wise. Matt Bear Prod. Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The sexy question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification? In
yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
You're not that. You're just speed.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Fierce.
Fierce Ray.
Hi, you. I had a meltdown on RuPaul's Drag Race today. I just noticed.
Oh, good God.
Crazy Queen. No. Hi, guys. This is Ray. What's up?
Yeah, so we're here at the Patrick and Jerry's house. Yeah,
after returning from the emergency room with Nard.
I've been violated.
He was attacked by a werewolf.
I'm now turning to a...
If you turn into Taylor Lorraine, I might actually marry
you. I would become a bear. No, actually, I would...
Yeah. No, you'd turn into a werepanda.
Werepanda, okay. What actually happened is I got bitten by a Doberman. Over here. Can I show it? Can I take off my pants and show it? No, I can't.
Yes, you can take your pants off.
No, I can't take off my pants.
This is not a family-friendly show.
No.
Show them.
It's an adult movie.
They show a lot more than that in adult movies. I know. I've been in them.
I was carrying wings. And when it came up the door...
But the dog didn't want wings. He wanted egg roll.
He wanted
and
egg roll.
That's what he went after was the egg roll.
It was really near my junk. About this much. And I would have been...
Your junk's only that big.
No. It was just this much from my junk.
Oh, it's that big. Why?
It was that big. And yeah.
It's a bottle, power bottle.
So the dog bit me. There's a big hole right now.
It's not a big hole.
It is. It's no, like a dollar. It's like a silver dollar. Gosh.
People don't know about silver dollars anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It was a flesh wound, okay?
It's a flesh wound, yeah. But I'll survive. I've been bitten twice before. It's always through clothes, so...
I've had chafing that was worse than this dog bite, so come on.
Right. Okay. But anyway, welcome to episode 366, everyone. And we have some good updates for you guys because we've been to different events.
That's right.
And you guys may have seen some videos from last week, episode 365, with the Chaser Show with Jeffrey, Devin, and Eric. And you guys, I hope you guys enjoyed it and liked the videos there. And, well, we already talked about it in that show. So how about you, Ray? You've been away for Spring Iniquity.
I've been at Spring Iniquity all weekend. I took a road trip up to Huntsville, picked the boy up, saw Into the Woods, and then came back and was at Spring Iniquity all weekend. So it's been busy. I'm tired.
Did you learn anything this weekend? Anything new that you would have?
Actually, yeah. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But
oh, okay.
Because
right.
I took some classes, and some of them were very... Actually, the ones that I thought that I wasn't going to get anything out of, but I just went to because I thought it might be something that would be interesting to know.
Okay.
I got more out of them than some of the ones that I thought I was going to get information out of, so...
Okay. Well, okay. I'm looking forward to hear that. Okay. But how about some weekend updates? Like I said, last weekend I was in town. Oh, I went to New Orleans. I went to New Orleans to help my partner move from one apartment to another, and so now he lives in the corner of French Quarter, Marigny, and Treme. It's really just in that area. So, if you guys have been watching Treme, it's a reality show I think on TV. But he moved there, and Mike's a pack rat. He's got so much stuff, so much shit. I have to transfer from one building to another. And now he made me drive all the way to Houston with all these magazines. These what is it? Rolling Stones magazines.
Did it accidentally blow out the back of the car on the way here?
No, it was okay. But it almost blew my back carrying it all over, carrying it around. So what? Okay. You should have helped me. You should have gone to... you were in Spring Iniquity.
I was in Spring Iniquity. I was doing other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's my update for this weekend. I just... Oh, I got to see Limitless. I watched it last night. Because I've always liked movies that have that, you know, enhancement of mental power, stuff like that. So I wanted to watch it, and it did.
I know. Like I said, I need me some of them pills.
Yes, we need pills like that. So you guys get the chance.
A little X and Viagra mixed in, it'd be great.
You're smart, and you have a hard on.
That's right. Great. I know how to use it.
You know how to use a hard on, right?
Okay. That's right.
All right. So how about you, Ray? Well, you spring iniquity. Can you talk
spring
about
iniquity?
It
now? Well, we're going to take a little bit, but Friday night I drove up to Huntsville to Sam Houston State University and saw Into the Woods, which is a Stephen Sondheim musical. And I've never seen the show, but I remember when it came out because it's all about Bernadette Peters, Bernadette Peters, Bernadette Peters. That's all they talk. And I still don't know what role she played in the show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's based on the Grimm's fairy tales. It's a kind of a mixture of Jack and the Beanstalk, Cinderella, Rapunzel, and
it's so mixed up.
And a couple of the others just kind of mixed up. It's very adult. It's not a kid's show.
Were you sodomized?
That's Patrick,
I don't know, maybe.
Were you sodomized, really?
No, it's not sodomized, I don't think. Sodomized. I mean, it's cute. I mean, you know, I think the show is cute. There's some things I don't like about this production. Like, everybody does not need their own personal body mic. I don't understand what that big thing for in theater is for everybody to have the damn body mics on them.
They don't have any?
No, they did. Everybody had their damn body mic. And you hear them scratching and bumping and clumping. And
They're
all dangling down here on the forehead. They can't even cover them up or work them into their wig or hair. Like, you know.
That's what they do it at the musicals now. They have microphones because if they're...
usually work them into the wigs. Yeah. So they're part of the wig, and you don't see them. But, I mean, everybody's walking around this little black dot thing right here. It's like everybody's getting their Indian on or something. And it was just like, it was kind of annoying. And then I don't know if it was, I mean, it's a college. I know they're learning, and they're supposed to be experimenting and doing all this stuff. But everybody doesn't need body mics, personal body mics. You can get shotgun mics, and there's these four mics that are really great that are probably even better now. That you can put out, and you really don't need to put personal mics on anybody if they know halfway how to sing. And the cast did a pretty good job on the singing parts.
Ray is a theater snob, I could tell. Because weren't you a theater major before?
Yeah, I was a theater major. So
God, you are gay.
I get very gay, but very so gay. Anyway. But you know, it's good. You know, there's the scene. I actually had to watch what I said because the person that designed the set was sitting right next to me. And I want to look over to her so bad and say, do you know anything about texturing stuff so it doesn't look flat?
So what did you do? You just kept it to yourself.
I held it in.
Held him in.
Until now.
Until now he's using the podcast.
It's a college production. You also don't know how much they had for budget to do stuff. But, you know, you can do a lot with paint and everything.
I don't think they have the budget for that.
For paint?
Yeah, I guess. Isn't paint expensive?
Well, a majority of the set was fine. There was just a couple set pieces that was like, did you just not get to finish them? Or, you know, did the director say, I want this to look very flat and bland? And the rest of the set looked...
You know what? You should volunteer. You should go to that college.
I ain't got time to volunteer for shit. I got a podcast to do. I got a bear watch to put on.
Mm-hmm.
I got a porn company to deal with.
That's right.
I got a boy to grow up. I just ain't got shit to do. I ain't got time to do shit right now. Except bitch about theater, so.
Okay.
So I'll do what I can do. You know, that's my part. So
okay, what else happened? What about you? Can you talk about it now? Not yet?
You want to go to Spring Iniquity now?
Let's go to Spring Iniquity.
Spring Iniquity is a conference they do here in Houston, the National Leather Association Houston chapter does. They do a run every year, but they do a conference every couple years, so... they did it again this year. It was probably about 200 registries, I think. I think that's how many it was. Or 200 plus, something like that. People from all over the country come in.
What is the premise of Spring Iniquity?
Spring Iniquity is a leather conference. And, you know, a lot of stuff gets kind of put under leather. Mm-hmm. Especially a kink and fetish conference.
Okay.
Run by it's put on by the National Leather Association Houston chapter. They had the annual General National Leather Association meeting happen while that was going on here. So, and they bring in different presenters that present workshops on different things. It lasts 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. Started mm-hmm. Friday night registration and Saturday, Sunday. It's all held at a hotel pretty much. It was the last one I went to was that they had here in Houston that was a conference. It was the first time they did a conference here. And it was very nice. It went over and had a lot of good educational classes. I had Dr. Poppy with me, so he was sorely missed this weekend. There were many times I thought, Carlos, why in the hell can't you be here? Because this would be so much more fun with you. But it was good. I took a class called Bondage Bullfighting.
Bondage Bullfighting. How does that work?
Well, the whole bondage thing, he said, you got to look at it like a matador and a bull. Okay. It's not as much about...
You need an open space?
Well, you know, that helps too if you got a little bit of space to work in. But he said it's not about the matador killing the bull. It's about the dance that goes on between them. If you look at bondage that way, he said, you know, people get all into this bondage shit where they think you have to go out and do macrame and all this kind of stuff.
Role playing,
but no, macrame is like when they're they do this, and then they do all the Japanese tie knots, and you got all this shit going on. He said, tie somebody up and fuck with them and have a good time. He said, people get all into doing. He said, if you're doing macrame knots, he said, then you're not doing bondage. You're doing show and tell,
or like a theater, or
yeah,
something.
It's like theater. You're doing something to look pretty. And he brought his boy. He brought his boy with him, Sir Dart, who is a.
You know, I keep imagining, you know, a guy with the red cloth and charging at him. Nothing like that. Okay.
But he brought his boy with him, who was a very hot little cubbish guy.
Ooh. Okay.
Who I was just like, he went through the whole scene, walked him how to talk stuff, and then he basically, you know, asked the guy questions so he could kind of get the feel of what he wanted to do and everything. And then all of a sudden he grabbed him, wrapped a rope around him, and tied him, and next thing you know, he was tied up on the floor, gagged, and...
He did it all in one.
And I was panting. I was like, oh, really? Whew, Miss Scarlett. It was pretty hot. It was very hot. Because both of them were hot.
Okay. So you just... How long did it take for him to tie the guy up?
The class was about an hour and 15 minutes, and... Just the demo of him actually tying him up only took about 15 minutes. Wow. I mean, it's like it doesn't. He said, "I use basically square knots." He said it was nothing impressive. I wrapped him up, tied him down, put him on the floor, restrained him so he couldn't move or do anything, and gagged him kind of so he couldn't move his head. And it was very simple what he did. And he said, people get into bondage and they think you got to have all these different types of rope. You got to have all these. You got to know all these different type knots. He said, if you screw up and tie somebody up and can't get the knot out, that's why you have your safety scissors so you can cut the damn rope and get them out of it. He said, don't worry about the knot. He said, how many times do you go and have sex with somebody and worry about what you're wearing when you're having sex?
None.
All right. He said, it's the same thing with bondage. He said, it's a dance between two people, and the rope and the knots are secondary.
Oh, okay. So it's more in the primary than the secondary. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay. I kept thinking about the only bondage I can do really is tying my shoe, so I do bunny ears. Pretty much I do.
Yeah.
That's as far as I could do. But
how many of y'all like to see Maynard tied up? We've done Electro.
Oh god, no.
Please write in.
No, we got
I need a bunch of people to do the same thing like we did with Electro. Maynard getting his nipples fried.
Oh my god.
See
no.
Maynard tied up.
I got an email about that. It's from Robert. He said he watched it, and I couldn't read the email right now, the whole email, but they didn't copy and paste it. But
okay.
He said
we'll get to it when we get to the show comments.
Yeah. He said he couldn't stop laughing about it because... Anyway, so... Me getting tied up, I don't know yet.
Then I went to this class on wax play. That was very interesting. So if anybody has one of those paraffin wax things that you do, you know, you like do your hands and do your paraffin, and you don't use it anymore, let me know. I'll pay for the ship. If you want to give it to me, I'll pay to ship it to me. Because I need one.
Wax play.
Wax play, like wax, like candy wax stuff.
So you want to try it out?
Well, I've done some, but it's more like candle wax. And what she was doing is, it's more of a sensual thing. where you like lay somebody down, you strip them down, and then you get you heat the wax up, and you like either paint it on them mm-hmm. or and then rub it in, and then you can do artwork if you have different colors. It was very interesting.
Only the wax stuff that I've encountered before is the one that your the hardest. No, the one you use on the dick. You just mold it, and you know, so you have a replica. That's
casting. That's something.
That's casting. That's not
if you're making a cast of your dick, so you can like sell it on and you know sell it on porn sites or something.
I've known people who did a replica of their dicks.
What's that? What copy your willy? What's that thing called, Patrick?
I think that's right.
Something copy your willy or something like that. It's a kit you can buy and you can take the thing of your dick.
Yeah. So what he did was to make a mold of his dick. It's pretty big, and then you know once it's ready. It's like
Craig
a dildo.
Craigslist big or really big?
It's really big. Okay. And then he made a mold, and it's, you know, it's okay to use anally, so he kind of used it on himself. So it's like fucking yourself.
Well, a lot of people know how to do that very well, so.
Well, yeah, it's a mold of his own dick, so it's kind of impressive that you can fuck yourself.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway,
so. All right, pull back things down like the other classes, because I can't remember.
You can't remember all your classes? How many classes did you take?
There's a bunch. I mean, it was 2 whole days.
Okay,
so.
Here we go.
Then we went to Grab, Twist, and Please Cotton Ball Torture class, which was a little interesting. And I wanted to go to the one on Sunday, which was ball busting, which is where people got kicked in the nads. It was all about that. So that was pretty interesting, just some different stuff. They did that. And let's see what... Dude, why do you keep changing?
Because I'm looking for something. Yeah, okay.
So... And then the two best ones that I went to that I didn't think I went to them because I thought, all right, it might be interesting to see the differences and stuff, was one called Generational Issues and MSD Relationships.
What's MSD?
Master Servant Masculine Domination Relationships. Okay. And then one on Building Healthy Relationships. And the generational one was very cool because... They basically divided the room up into four groups. The traditionalists, which is basically our grandparents, my people's age grandparents, that were born up until 42, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And then from 42 to 62 or 64 or something like that is the baby boomers.
Yeah, okay.
And then Generation X is from like 64 to 82, something like that. And then the I generation is from 82 until current.
Mm-hmm.
And it was different when they were talking about what each generation had to deal with. But the traditionalist was, they went to work, worked hard, the wife stayed at home. Regardless of what, the relationship stayed together. You didn't have divorce.
That's right.
I mean, her divorce is unheard of. And then you got to the baby boomers who said, okay, we're having issues in our relationship. We need to talk to somebody. Where psychotherapy became big. There were also the Change the World movement with civil rights and all that. All that stuff happened in the baby boomers generation. And then you got the Generation X people who are very literal, who if you tell them to go do something, they literally think you're telling them to go do something. Which is very true. Somebody tells me something and I take it very literal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the I generation, which are people that were born where, which is Terry's generation.
I generation
is what they're kind of calling it. You were born before 82. You're generation
Shut
X.
Shut up.
Okay. Generation X.
Okay.
But talking about, they've always had a cell phone. They've always had a cable. When they were born, there was already a computer in the house.
Mm-hmm. The parents are surfing porn.
Yeah, and they're more technological savvy than anybody because they've been raised with this stuff. They've had it with them. So, and it was interesting talking about the two because one guy that was in generation, that was in the I generation is dating somebody that's in the traditionalist generation. And he said, and his comment was, he just pisses me off because he's got a cell phone and he won't even charge it and take it with him. And then the guy that was presenting the class said, yeah, but you got to understand, when he grew up, you called an operator and had them connect you to somebody, so it was this big ordeal to talk on the phone.
But now it's so easy, you know, with the I generation.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and he'd rather have a face-to-face conversation than talk to somebody on the phone.
That's true.
And it's just talking about the differences between the generations and how they saw things, how we see things and everything. It's very, very interesting. And it kind of explained a lot about you know, we had to go around and they put the four pieces of paper up with each generation on it, and we had to go to each one and put three dislikes and three likes of that generation. So it was cool.
Let me guess.
So let's put it this way. The baby boomers took forever to make up their mind. They were trying to come to a consensus out of their group. The I generation was like, yeah, we're done. And then they're like, can we text this in? And then the Generation X was, we're all like, well, let's do it. It was like, blah, 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 and we were done.
Yeah,
and we were all sitting there saying, okay, all right. So we were switching places with people, and it's like, okay, the baby boomers are still sitting over there on the traditionalist writing down stuff. It's like, what about... So anyway, it was funny. But
okay.
And then another one was on relationships, dealing with dom, sub, slaves, however the relationship dynamics work. And it's basically any relationship class talking about trust, love, mm-hmm. compassion, honesty, stuff like that, and how it relates and how subs relate to it, and how you should have different time to that you step out of that for a little bit so the communication can be very clear. And some examples and stuff. So it was quite interesting.
How long is this a session?
Each session is about 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
And like that one, he didn't even get a chance to finish because we got talking about so much stuff in each one of the things that he broke down about the relationships and everything. Mm-hmm. That we didn't even get to totally finish it, and we had to cut it short. So we just kind of blanched through the last two. But
so any questions, just send them an email or something like that.
Something like that, yeah. But it's very cool talking about that, and especially because you have different dynamics in a dominant and sub relationship. If this is a full-on relationship like that, where in the home it's a dom sub, outside of the home it's a dom sub relationship, that the changes and how you have to deal with that. So
that makes it complicated.
Well, I mean, it's not much more complicated. Actually, in some ways, it's not as complicated as a traditional relationship,
mm-hmm.
because the roles are usually defined pretty well.
That's true.
But you still have some of the same issues, like the communication not being right or not being understood and stuff. Okay. So one of the things I got out of it was, was Saturday night there's a play party.
Oh, play party. I want to hear about that.
Let's see. Is that what's next? Okay, we can jump into that, the men's playroom. Okay. Saturday night, the Houston Area Bears hosted one of the play parties at the hotel. They had three rooms set up. There's a women's only. There was HPAP, I don't forget which group did the women's all in. HPAP, Houston People Power Exchange, did the Power Exchange. I don't forget how it goes. I'm talking too fast right now, but they did the male and female where it was mixed, and then the Houston Area Bears hosted the men's only. Mm-hmm. Well, nobody really showed up for the men's only, and I don't think anybody really showed up for the women's only. But the straight bondage couples were in there playing around, so it's quite interesting.
Yeah. You should understand.
And that'll lead into something more too when we start talking about Guy Baldwin's keynote address.
You should understand, Spring Iniquity is really a mix of gay, lesbian, and bisexual,
and transgendered. I mean, it's
and straight. It's really a big mix.
And it was very set up. And when we sat down and talked about everything, it was like, okay, you have a men's room only, but if somebody comes in and identifies as a boy, then they're allowed to come into the room. Just like if somebody that's actually their real gender is male, but they identify as a woman or as transgendered, they can go into the women's room.
Okay.
And you have to deal with that. And we were like, well, okay, you know, that's fine.
Mm.
But nobody showed up. Mainly it was just us and they're playing, the Bears, and they're playing in the men's only room. So the people that were there to watch everything, we got to play. Yeah. I mean, I had a good time because I got to flog through people, and I took the violent wand with me and we did some violent wand play, and that was pretty
And you had the wet naps to clean it, right? You have to.
No.
No?
We just let it stay nasty and touch everybody.
Oh, gross.
Of course I cleaned it.
Gross.
That's good etiquette. Come on. So
you just lick it, clean it.
Like, yeah.
No.
Yeah,
okay, I'm ready. Okay. Yeah. Oh.
Gross. So while we were there, Terry was there, and I was playing with this other guy, and him and somebody else that was there with him they kind of went off, and they weren't doing anything bad. I mean, it was just like rubbing and stuff. But before I knew it, I looked over, Terry was over in his underwear in the sling, just being like gently, being rubbed by this person. And I was fine with it. And later on that night, I asked him, I said, what's up with that? I was just curious. And he's like, I like being touched. I like being caressed and being sensual. And I'm just like,
okay.
And then the next morning, it was like, bam, it hit me.
What?
That's what I haven't been doing to him in our relationship.
You haven't been touching him.
Well, it's not that I haven't been touching him, but he likes to be touched a lot.
Okay.
So it's like one of those things that, like, if we're sitting next to each other, it's one of those things like, you know, like the like Sunday, once the light came on, it was like when he was sitting next to me, I was always like playing with his, you know, neck or rubbing him or holding hands or doing something like that. And he just seemed like he was happy all day. So,
okay.
So it's, and that's, so you know what, that's what the communication thing on that, it kind of dawned on me in that, in the thing about relationships, it kind of dawned on me when we started talking about stuff. I said, well, you know, usually the people will give you the signals. You just got to pick up on them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, somebody could slap me in the face some days and I don't pick up on shit. So if, when it finally dawned on me, it was all good. But
yeah.
So, you know, it was interesting. So
I really should attend Spring Iniquity one of these days. I only attended one of the dinners, but not the classes. It must be very...
Well, see, they do like a bar run every year. That's the thing. And they usually have some stuff set up at the Ripcord. But this is different. This is where you actually got people that are considered masters and experts in the field that come in and teach classes and show you, okay, you want to do fire play, this is how you do it safely. You want to do knife play, this do it safely.
Cotton, fire play.
Like where you put stuff like cotton, flammable cotton stuff on it, goes poof and stuff like that. So we didn't do that. They didn't have that class because you can't do that at the hotel. But,
and you can't even use swords or big daggers.
Well, yeah, I think this was like a, what's the Klingon thing?
Bathlet.
Bathlet. I think this is some big bathlet knife he walked out with to play with his girl with in the hotel. Like,
that is so nerdy.
Hotel says no. But the other thing about the men's party is it had to be TBAC legal. I mean, you had to keep underwear on. You can't be naked. You can't be having sex, fisting, anything like that. Body fluids exchanged. Supposedly the women were supposed to be, weren't supposed to see their nipples, but when I went to the women's room, the way they were facing the stuff, you can't tell if they had anything on their nipples or not. You could see the boobs, but you couldn't see the nipples, but.
So it's legal, street legal.
Yes, be street legal.
Because you can't see the nipples.
So, but it was a very good time. But I was just surprised that nobody, there's a place for men that like to do this, for men only, that didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there were a couple private parties going on around town this weekend because Spring Iniquity was here and other people host private. But from what I understand, some of the people that went there, they said there wasn't hardly anybody there either.
That's weird. 200 people and nobody wanted to...
Well, I'm sure a lot of stuff was going on back in the hotel room.
Probably in their private rooms. Not
or they'd already made plans of people to do private stuff here in their homes or whatever. But I was expecting at least maybe 10 or 15 people to show up to play in the men's all
room. Yeah, it's going
to
be a good percentage.
But there wasn't. So it was kind of surprising that you got this chance to, you know, if you're into kink and you into flogging and cotton ball torture and certain things that you could do at the hotel, that you could do that, and nobody showed up for it.
That's pretty sad.
At least on the men's only. So that was that. Which leads us into Guy Baldwin's keynote address. And
yeah, who's Guy Baldwin, by the way?
Guy Baldwin is a psychotherapist from basically L.A., but he kind of started the leather movement and was there when, I guess you can't say the leather movement, but he was there when everything like the National Leather Association was being formed. He was invited to be there.
Oh, okay. So like one of the pioneers.
He's a former Mr. International Leather.
Mm-hmm.
But he wrote a lot of books. He's got like a couple books published. He used to write in, what is it, Front Runner?
Is that a leather book? Leather
the,
publication?
The publication that used to go out. He was there when, was it Daughters of Janus?
I don't know.
What was the group, Patrick? Do you remember Daughters of Janus? The Children of Janus or Society of Janus? I think it's Society of Janus. He was there when that was formed, which kind of brought straight people into the kinky world.
Oh, okay. Because it was mainly a gay thing
from men coming back from World War II and the leather and the biker clubs and everything like that. And then he was the big advocate to push it to include everybody.
Okay.
Everything. So and there's probably a lot more you can find online. I didn't write up a whole thing of it. Well, actually, I got a book here that I could read it out of, but Patrick's got it over there.
You know what? We're not too prepared in this show because...
we're both exhausted. We've
both been busy the whole week, the whole weekend, and by the time we got back, we just really...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Guy Baldwin kind of dropped the bomb.
About what?
In his keynote address. He pretty much said, and I'm not trying to interpret what he's saying, but this is how I took it. He was saying hetero players in the National Leather Association and in other organizations need to take control, and it's either sink or swim for you. Gay men need to pull back. It's not that we can't support you anymore, but it's time for gay men to go back and form their own tribe again, because we've kind of gotten lost.
Oh, really? Because the heterosexual participants are...
Yeah, and he said so many hetero participants look at gay leathermen, and they think there's this some old guard truth or something that they should find, and he said there's not. He said it's just mainly rutting man sex that pushes the leather scene for most gay men, and the hetero world doesn't understand that, or I don't know, but anyway he said basically gay leathermen need to pull back and create their own tribes in smaller groups and stuff. And he said, and I know this is totally contradictory of what I've been preaching for the last 30 years.
Oh, maybe he probably incorporated it too much that he had to pull
that back. Well, it's not just that I think it's incorporated so much that gay men are losing their identity. He said, you got to look at it now. He said, and he was talking about the younger generation, like the iGen, is that they don't even identify as gay anymore. It's not that big a deal for most of them.
But come to think of it, should it be a big deal now?
Well, see, that's the point. He said it's not that big a deal anymore. And he said, but gay men are kind of losing their identity because we've become so homogenized now, is what I got from it. And I'm sure NLA eventually have the video and the recording up for people to listen to, so you can get out of your chair on the deal. And as soon as that's posted, I'll put it on the website, so if you were interested in going and listening to it. But I was surprised, but I hear that, I've heard that same thing, because there have been people that have been like, well, this is about like a men's only play party, and a female kind of went off the deep end, like, well, why should men have their own play party? And they were like, well, women are having their own play party. Do you want men in there interrupting you?
Yeah.
The whole thing was true. Guy said, it's kind of like segregation. He said, there are reasons that
people
segregate themselves. There's reason there's Latin communities and Asian communities and gay ghettos and stuff like that. He said, because people of like nature like to be together.
That's true.
And he says, I've been doing this for 30 years. I don't want to be in a play space and hear a woman screaming next to me. I don't want that. I want to be there with men.
Yeah, it's really a choice.
And I think it's time that we pull back and understand that there need to be some...
He used some the conference to basically preach that,
keynote address, and there's a lot of emotional and the question and answer after it. I mean, there were people actually standing up crying and saying, this, we've come so far. And he was saying, well, we're not saying just we're on the same path. He said, but everybody's got to start kind of separating out again and supporting yourselves and not being supported by others. And the different groups need to find their own identity. Because gay leathermen have known for 30 years where they come from. The hetero version of that have just kind of established themselves in the last 30 years. And they don't have a history to go fall back on, but they need to create that without the gay leathermen involved. They need to kind of stand on their own and become their own.
Wow. Because there's no venue for the straight guys who like the movement. That they incorporate themselves with the gays.
Well, see, but that's the other thing. I mean, there's a bunch of hetero men that are into kinky sex stuff that don't want to do anything with gays.
Yeah.
They're feeling comfortable being in rooms with gay guys. Because even though they enjoy doing that stuff and they understand, it's just a comfort level thing.
Now, what's going to happen now, those straight people, the hetero movement would find it hard. I mean, I don't think they're going to be easily finding, it won't be easy for them to find people who are, that's why they go to these events, don't they?
So, I don't know. I will say that.
Are you saying it's going to be their problem now? It's your problem now.
Well, no, I don't think it's their problem, but I've been to two different play spaces. One was a hetero type play space that was used mainly for hetero functions. Very different feel than an all man's gay play space. Mm. As far as the dungeon feel to it, all this kind of stuff. I mean, the hetero was all kind of lacy and lace, you know, see-through curtains and more romantic kind of looking shit. Something like out of Twilight. And then you get to the gay man's space and it's like Twilight. Hardcore porn looking. So yeah. It's very different feel and a very different mindset behind each.
Okay.
So.
Interesting.
So it's going to be interesting. But hopefully, I mean, don't take all what I'm saying as interpreting that Guy Baldwin said, you know, we need to be segregated. Because I don't think, I think he was more saying we need to reinvent ourselves and fall back on some of the history that we know and find ourselves again.
Okay.
Because we've kind of got lost because it's like that melting pot thing. Cultures kind of get lost. So the whole thing with gay leather man has kind of got lost because it's all kind of combined and merged in one, and that needs to separate a little bit and stand on, and each needs to kind of stand
it's
on
kind, I find it kind of like you said, it's kind of contradicting because you know everybody wants to be one, to be single, one whole family, and then now we just want to
separate. And he said, you know, we're still fighting the same battle. I mean, the hetero kink and the gay kink still fighting the same battles, but we just need to find our own identities.
Okay.
And have separate identities and still, even though they're basically the same, it's still a difference enough between the two. That
I can see what you're saying.
At least that's what I got out of it. This is my interpretation of what he said. So
that is his interpretation.
Interpretation. Okay. I'm not saying that's exactly what he said, but from sitting at the conference and him giving
disclaimer
is that's what I got out of it.
So. All right.
So anyway,
let's move
on. So moving on. A couple weeks ago, we talked about when do you celebrate your anniversaries. And the majority of the feedback we got was most responses, it was the day they met for gay relationships.
And I couldn't pull up the emails, but we do have some feedback here. One is from Tiny Bear, actually. So he says here, okay, so longtime follower, and it was good to see Nar at Wrench for 7. So my partner and I do the anniversary based on our first date. When we first met in person. Must have been a blind date. Because we first met in person on their first date.
Tiny, we see your trick that you just hooked up with. And it just kind of started. I mean, do y'all have a date?
So date is sex, I guess.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's different for everybody. But usually when gay men said, I'm going on a date.
And
you don't have dinner and sex.
It's either it's a blind date or it's a trick. But anyway, thank you, Tiny Bear, for the comment, and it's good to see you there at the Drench for 2. And what else? Oh, I think he was asking also about videos. Very soon, there's a few more videos with Gary Snyder that I recorded, and it should be out by now.
Gary!
And he did a great job. The run, Drench for, was really great last week. It was really fun. It's the water park was great. It's a great idea. Started off, he was saying that it started off like a group of friends going to Drench Fur and getting together, just the bears in the local area, in that scenario, in that water park. And then it just grew and grew, and then it became a bear run. So, it's just amazing. I wish we could do that with Schlitterbahn or something.
Slurbon wants $10,000 just to rent the place.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And we don't have that money.
So that'll be happening.
Yeah.
We'd have to charge double what we charge for Bear Watch then.
Yeah. Oh, well. But anyway, so that's Erie, Pennsylvania. It was really fun. That was last week. And I hope you guys enjoyed. I had a great time with guys from Chicago, also with Jeff. So we did a Chaser show, 365, episode 365, with Jeff, Devin, and Eric, and that was fun. It was fun because we did one of those games, Would You Rather? So it was, Would You Rather Eat Shit or Smell Like a Fart? Something like that. Which one would you rather?
Patrick?
What?
I smell like a fart all the time now, so.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So Patrick says he'd rather smell like a fart.
There you go.
See. Jerry comments?
None.
Jerry has no comment on Patrick smelling like a fart. So
yeah, so we had...
Even though Patrick had cabbage tonight.
Oh.
And eggs.
And eggs.
Oh, God.
And milk.
And milk. Mm-hmm. Cabbage, eggs, and milk. What a gastronomical explosion that was.
Add in some asparagus, then there you go.
I had that last one.
Oh. Okay. Oh, okay. But anyway, so yeah, we had a great time with episode 365. If you guys go back one episode, then you'll see it.
And did someone make a comment?
There's another comment here.
Didn't we have a comment from some Brett Cajun that we profiled?
Oh, let me see. Hold on. This one. Okay. So, you were talking about Brett Cajun?
Yeah, his comment that you just hit a minute ago that was on the other page.
Oh, let me see. Hold on. This one. That one? Oh, that's him. Okay. Yeah, so we'll go ahead and read it. I like him.
Brett Cajun. Very good job, guys. You two are so adorable. Thanks for mentioning my profile. I sincerely appreciate it, Brett.
Okay, so
that's right, Brett. Just remember to call me when you come to town.
Yes. Very impressive. Very big personality. What? Anyway, okay. So, on with another comment here. Hold on. We are in comments now, right?
I guess so.
We got some comments from some... See, I lost it. Damn it. I know.
If you take Viagra, that usually doesn't happen.
Okay, here. It's a comment from episode 365. It's from our friend Jeff. And he says that one of the funniest and best times I've ever recorded with on the Bear Podcast. The episode of Bear Podcast. So, yeah, he really loved it, Jeffrey.
Did you post the video Jeffrey did?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's already... It's also included.
Sticky Rice... not was it?
American Rice Cakes. That was pretty cool. And it's a feature of iMovie where you can make trailers. You can just throw in some videos and it will do something for you. It will make trailers for you. It becomes a music video or... like a movie trailer. Just like you see in Universal Studios or whatever. So it's pretty interesting.
It's funny.
It's very funny. It's right. And another one from Randy from Minnesota. So, Nard, you've jumped the shark. This is not only funny, but really naughty. And love it. And hi, Devin, he says.
Hi, Devin.
Okay, so... Randy, yeah, he was talking about this episode because, like I said, we were talking about what would you rather lick vomit or drink and swallow somebody's pee, stuff like that. So,
ooh, water sports.
Water sports, yeah. Yeah, and we were teasing Devin, so I think you should check your partner if he's diabetic. We were talking about learning. If you're diabetic, your pee should be sweet. So, and he was talking about that, and yeah, so that's how the conversation.
Oh, then that could probably take mine or refined sugar out of it.
That's right. Anyone want to try out if he's diabetic? Anyway, okay. So, what else do we have? That's pretty much our comments, I guess.
Now we got to move on to our Wolf What a Cub.
Okay, Wolf What a Cub.
Because he's been bugging me.
Where is he?
Right there.
From TJ. From Scrap. Okay, here we go. Okay, you read it.
Can you read it? I've been talking enough.
Okay, TJ from Scruff. Okay, Tim or TJ, as he likes to be called, is a white, semi, furry cub standing 5'9" and weighs 887 pounds.
Yeah, 187 pounds, not 887 pounds.
Weighs 187 pounds, and a little bit of chub back then. It's not a cub. Anyway, he lives in Canberra, Australia. Oh, we have an Australian.
Which is 3 hours south of Sydney for you folks that don't know.
Oh, you've been chatting with him? Okay. And he's a nursing student who works in retail. He loves gaming, reading, and writing. His favorite genres of books and movies are sci-fi, fantasy, action, and horror. He is into cubs, bears, leather, tattoos, and water sports. Ooh. There
great
you go.
Lead-in. Great lady. That's what I'm talking about.
TJ is looking for someone with a great personality and looks to match. That is not afraid to talk politics and religion. Oh my God. That's a hard topic always. Politics and religion.
Yeah, we were texting and it got kind of confusing. I said, this is something we got to do, say, for Skype.
Oh, okay. They must be genuine and comfortable with themselves and about their looks. He likes being submissive, but wants a partner that is dominant and romantic. He also looks fucking hot in leather. Okay.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. I can't show y'all those pics, but yes, he does.
So we have pictures for this, right? I mean, the good ones.
Yeah, I've already sent it.
All right, okay.
So if you don't have them, let me know. But yes, hey, TJ.
Hey,
so,
TJ.
We've been chatting for about a month or so now, so.
Okay.
And all I did was, you know, it started by, hey, could we use your profile on our Wolf Water Bear? And we've been talking ever since, so.
Yeah, okay. Well, we better hurry up. Okay.
If you come to the States and visit me, you also get to meet Narb.
Yeah. All right. That's a big plus. Yay. Right. Okay. So, listener comments. One more. We're going to hide their names, okay?
This is Knox Bear from Connecticut.
Knox Bear from Connecticut. M found me through Facebook.
And that damn Facebook.
Damn Facebook.
It should be banned.
And we've been texting back and forth. He mentioned that his comment was read in your podcast. Oh my god, we talked about it. About nipple play and how he looks. He was looking to reach out and make some friends in the bear community. Ow! 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 No, no, no. Well, he found me and we've been chatting and he's an awesome guy. Thanks for the referral, Nard. Okay. We're getting to know each other and I told him to definitely take some of you guys' advice. I'm sure with time he'll find his way. And while he's looking to see where his place is in the bear world, he knows he's a new friend in Connecticut. Keep up the great work, guys, bringing bears from around the world together. Yes.
Aww.
Is it that again? Hugs and growls from Knox Bear. Okay, so. Okay. Wow. We're now hooking up people, right?
I know. We
should match our listeners.
All right, we got to close the show.
We have to stop because the iPhone said we got to stop.
Yeah, it's a 50-minute limit. Okay, so thank you guys for watching and listening.
If you want to comment, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com or you can call the voicemail line. What's the voicemail line, Ray?
206-222-2327.
There you go.
That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes.
You can call us, leave us a voice message. If you leave us a voice message, we'll actually play it on the show. We won't have to read it.
Yes. But reading is fine, but we would like to hear from you.
That's right. Generators need to, like, call us.
Yes.
Quit emailing us.
Yes. And, follow us
on... ringy dinging, two ringy dinging, three ringy dinging. Now the Gen Xers and the baby boomers should get that one. I doubt the iGen will get that one. But
yeah, I don't think so either. So follow us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/bearpodcast. Also on Twitter, twitter.com/bearpodcast. MySpace. Nobody's using MySpace anymore. It's gone, right?
It's gone. Yeah.
I think we're gonna
MySpace went the way of high school.
It's so high school. It's so 80s. It's so 90s. Was internet in the 80s?
It's so 2000.
Yeah, it's so 2000. That's right. And what else? Yeah, go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. And we'd like to thank Patrick and Jerry for... yeah, he's over there.
He's watching RuPaul's Drag Race, as we speak.
Oh, yeah. So the...
And Patrick's calling the show right now. Saying, "Hi, this is Patrick."
Wait a second, an incoming call! No, I'm kidding. Yeah, so we...
Yes, and don't forget, also the big one, go register for BearWatch at www.bearwatch.net.
Oh, that's right.
So,
I forgot about talking about that, BearWatch.net.
That's right, go register. Price goes up May 1st, folks. Get registered before that price goes...
And we're going to talk about in the next episode, I'll be at Bear Pride. I'm going to Bear Pride, so if you guys are going, email me, okay? So, thank you everyone for watching and listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next...
That's all, folks.
On the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf Water Bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf Water Bear.
Hi, this is Patrick. I'm leaving a message so y'all can play it on the air. Wolf Water
Bear. Wolf Water Bear.
Sorry, Drag Race, but you know, I'm so gay.
Yes, you are gay.
Girls, just do have some RuPaul's Drag Race last night. It's fierce.